When it comes to endorsements in last week's primaries, Governor Andrew Cuomo is 5-for-5. All three of the state Senate Democrats who were endorsed by the governor via press release in the week before the elections, and also both Assembly Democrats, were successful at weathering challenges from fellow party members. The three senators, Adriano Espaillat, Toby Ann Stavisky, and Neil Breslin, won by wide margins. Ditto for Assemblymen David Gant and Sean Ryan. Now, arguably, Cuomo didn't really have all that much on the line in these races. He made no personal appearances, recorded no ads or robocalls, and gave himself a lot of wiggle room should any of his chosen candidates have failed to pass muster with voters. While Cuomo played it safe during primary season, the stakes are considerably higher in the upcoming general election. While he might have brought himself some goodwill with fellow Democrats with his September endorsements, what everyone is really curious about is what Cuomo will do in November, particularly now that two Republican senators who voted yes on same-sex marriage may very well lose their respective spots on the GOP ballot line. Interestingly, both senators, Roy McDonald and Steve Saland, have the Independence Party line and could continue on in the general election even if they lose to their primary opponents after the paper ballots are counted. McDonald has so far refused to say one way or the other whether he'll run on Roe E. The last time he was asked about his future plans was on primary night, when both he and his opponent, Saratoga County Clerk Kathy Marchione, agreed their battle was too close to call and would come down to a count of the absentee ballots. Saland has not made any public appearances or even released a statement since primary day, so his thoughts on a minor party line are also unknown. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos released a statement several hours after the polls closed last week, congratulating four members of his conference who faced spirited challenges and appeared to have won. The list included Senators George Maziarz, Jim Seward, Mark Grisanti, the third GOP same-sex marriage yes voter whom many had written off for dead heading into the primary, and also Saland. Fewer votes separate Saland and his opponent, Neil DiCarlo, than McDonald and his opponent, Marchione. But a Senate GOP spokesman seemed more optimistic about Saland's challenges of squeezing out a victory, saying he had run an aggressive absentee ballot program. And then, of course, there's the Cuomo factor. What will Cuomo do if Saland and or McDonald remain in the general election on the independence line and ask for his support? They will still be registered Republicans, even though they will not be running on Roe B. And probably they will still be committed to conferencing with the GOP, which would hurt the Democrats' quest to take back the majority, an effort Cuomo has made quite clear he's not terribly interested in supporting. Officially speaking, the Senate Republicans will likely be unable to back either Saland or McDonald if one or both of them should lose the primary and then decide to tough it out through the general on the independence line. Minor party victories are highly unusual, although not altogether unheard of, and the Republicans can't afford to take too many risks with the majority hanging in the balance. The Democrats insist their chances of retaking control have improved, thanks to the possibility of primary outcomes that pull the Senate Republicans further to the right in a state that leans left. A DiCarlo victory, for example, puts the 41st Senate District in play, elevating a heretofore second-tier candidate, Democrat Terry Gibson, to potential A-list status. According to the State Board of Elections, Democrats have an almost 10,000 voter enrollment edge over the Republicans in this district, with 50,000 so-called blanks, voters not affiliated with any major party, a key swing bloc. In the 43rd Senate District, where McDonald is fighting Marchione and Democrat Robin Andrews is waiting to see who she'll face in November, the situation is even better for Democrats, who have a close to 13,000 voter enrollment edge with about 54,000 blanks in play. Keep in mind the fact that Marchione has said she'll continue on in the general election on the conservative line, even if she loses the GOP primary, and that compounds the Republicans' enrollment disadvantage by splitting the vote on the right. Neither DiCarlo nor Saland received the Conservative Party's nod, though DiCarlo did mount a late write-in campaign for the line. So, Cuomo could face a quite difficult choice here come November. If the paper ballots fail to push McDonald and Saland over the line to victory, should the governor risk political backlash from his fellow Democrats and rescue these two Republicans from political purgatory? If he does not, and they either opt to run in the general election, forge ahead on minor party lines, or lose their long shot bids, does that tarnish or even diminish Cuomo's signature policy achievement of pushing the same-sex marriage bill through a divided legislature? On the other hand, if Cuomo does back McDonald and Saland, and in doing so ensures the Republicans keep the majority in the Senate, how angry will his fellow Democrats be? And what impact will that have on the governor's ability to pursue a fiscally conservative agenda in a very difficult year when many local governments are facing possible bankruptcies and Cuomo himself will be gearing up for his re-election bid in 2014? These questions will remain unanswered for some time, possibly weeks, if the two cliffhanger Senate races turn into protracted court battles. But it is a safe bet Cuomo will be monitoring this week's absentee ballot counts just as closely as the Senate Republicans, if not closer. Politically speaking, he has just as much on the line as they do.